I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Christians on Indonesia's Muslim-dominated islands often face persecution, but the tides of religious tolerance are shifting. Young people in Indonesia grew up under a shared language and generally have more interaction and tolerance across the islands, despite religious differences. Bruce Allen with FMI says this means more gospel conversations, and they're seeing church growth. Pray for Indonesian youth to know Jesus. Sudan may be falling apart, but gospel workers are still carrying out their mission. Better yet, Muslims are receiving scripture in audio form instead of written text. Christian leaders partner with Spoken Worldwide to develop oral Bible translation in Sudanese Arabic. Believers create this version of God's word in audio format instead of written text. It makes it easier to understand and share. Pray for continued opportunities and that these materials help Muslims know Jesus as Lord. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries.